USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
One person was killed and three more critically injured after a shooting at a Minnesota health clinic. A total of five people were shot in the attack Tuesday at the Allina Clinic in Buffalo, Minnesota, a small city about 40 miles outside of Minneapolis. A 67-year-old local man, Gregory Paul Ulrich, was arrested at the scene. Police say Ulrich was known to them before the attack, but say it's still too early in the investigation to speculate on a motive. And the Louisiana Republican Party issued a rebuke of Senator Bill Cassidy after he and five other GOP senators voted to declare former President Trump's impeachment trial constitutional. The Senate voted 56-44 Tuesday after hearing arguments on the proceedings' constitutionality from Democratic House impeachment managers and defense lawyers for President Trump. In a statement, the party said that they were disappointed that Cassidy would vote to continue what they called an unconstitutional act that is an attack on American democracy. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root, and I am Mr. Exercise. I've worked out 1 to 2 hours a day in my home gym every day for decades. That's how much I believe in exercise. But now it turns out I could have saved thousands of hours and used those extra hours for making money or enjoying my family simply by using the brand new X3. The X3 is a compact, premium home exercise product that uses variable resistance, which 16 different research studies show is more effective than free weights for building speed, strength, muscle, and avoiding injury. And it only takes 10 minutes a day. The X3 was invented by best-selling author Dr. John Jackwish, well known for inventing a medical device that reverses osteoporosis. The X3 is portable and easily stored. X3 is used by dozens of professional athletes, including NFL and NBA players, to replace weightlifting. Get your X3 today. Go to x3bar.com. Enter promo code WAR and save $75. That's x3bar.com. x3bar.com.
Arguments will continue Wednesday in former President Trump's second impeachment trial, with each side being given 16 hours to make their case. Senator Ted Cruz says the week will be nothing more than political theater. The Texas Republican tells Fox News that every senator knows the trial will end in acquittal, but Democrats remain focused on President Trump instead of the issues facing the nation.
It is going to end with the president being acquitted. In order for the president to be convicted, it takes 67 votes in the U.S. Senate. That's not going to happen. It's not going to get 67 votes. It's not going to get close to 67 votes. Every one of the 100 senators knows that. Every one of the House managers knows that. But this is political theater, because rather than address the real problems, the real challenges we have in this country, rather than focus on getting kids back in school and getting tens of millions of Americans back to work, the Democrats want a week of just political theater raging at Donald Trump.
This is USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get 2 MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
The first day of President Trump's second impeachment trial wrapped up with a vote on the constitutionality of the proceedings. The Senate voted to continue the trial, with six Republicans joining all Democrats in calling the trial constitutional. Congressman Michael Waltz called the proceedings purely political. The Florida Republican tells Newsmax TV that if a crime was committed, the appropriate place to litigate the case would be a criminal court.
I've seen shoplifters get more due process than this, and this is the President of the United States. That's why I voted against impeachment. Number one. Number two, this is a purely political process. We know that. Number three, if there truly was a crime here, and inciting violence is a crime in our penal code, former President Trump is a private citizen, then they should take their case to court. But they know it won't fly, because every politician and the Trump's defense team today played a whole slew of them. Uses language like fight in Congress, go fight for me, fight for your values. And we all know it's rhetorical. And at the end of the day, what the president literally said was march on Congress peacefully and patriotically. So you're absolutely right. This is about politics. It's the worst of it. And what it's really doing is covering up for the progressive agenda that the Democrats are moving right now as we speak.
The trial will continue Wednesday, with both sides being given 16 hours to argue their case. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.